The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Yeah, that of course, the music to Love Island. I shouldn't have to tell anyone, because even though people deny it, I think everyone is watching it. And when I say everyone, I mean even teenagers. Tweenagers, is that what we say now for people who are kind of between 10 and 13? Anyway, lots of youngsters as well watching Love Island. And I know that kind of raises concerns for some people. Kathy Press is the author of When Love Bites, A Young Person's Guide to Escaping the Trap of Harmful, Toxic and Hurtful Relationships. Kathy, let me ask you first of all, there's kind of something of the King Canute, isn't there, to parents trying to stop their teenagers watching Love Island? They're all at it.
Yeah, it's true. I was having a conversation with a friend just recently, and she said she was trying desperately to stop her 11-year-old from watching it, and all the kids in their class are watching it. So you're right, tweens are fascinated by it because it looks grown up, and it looks, you know, it kind of pervades the kind of interest in grown-up relationships that they have at that age. And yeah, you know, there's love it or like it, hate it, despise it. You know, you really can't stop people from watching it, young people from watching it particularly.
So if that's the kind of the starting premise, then that a lot of young people, not all, but a lot will find a way of watching it either with their parents, or they'll go to their friend's house, or they'll catch it on playback. They'll be able to see it somehow or other. Is it better then to just accept the reality and talk to your kids about what they're watching and help them understand it?
Yeah, I think there's a difference between accepting the reality that it's happening and letting them crack on with it.
Okay.
Or accepting the reality and trying to use it to navigate a conversation about what looks like nice behaviour, who looks like they're being kind and considerate to the other, who looks like they're being a kind of cheeky or pushy or too forward too quickly. You know, you can develop those kinds of discussions if you use it as an opportunity. I think leaving kids just to get on with it and watch it on their own, they're going to be doing that anyway, so take advantage of the time that you have to challenge their perceptions of relationships and how they're meant to work in the first few weeks of seeing somebody, which is often when abuse starts to show itself in the very early stages of a young relationship.
Because there will be people, I know I joked about everyone watching, but there's going to be people listening to this, they've never watched a single solitary second, and often there's an assumption amongst that particular cohort that Love Island is quite lewd. Maybe, you know, it's in the name and they are very scantily clad, most of them, most of the time. In reality, now there are absolutely elements of some episodes that shouldn't be watched by young kids, but the overwhelming majority of it is just people talking to each other.
Well, it's contrived. It's a game show, and two people are going to win at the end of the day, and it's just contrived, and, you know, they're being asked to do whatever the producers are wanting them to do, and people will interrupt that process by they'll bring someone new into the house and create a drama from one thing or another. That's absolutely as it is, but I guess it's an opportunity for noticing how people handle themselves. How people handle a situation which is uncomfortable for them. You know, what would you do in that situation? How would it feel, do you think, if somebody behaved like that towards you? So it's a contrived game show. It's not real, but those young people who might be watching it may be thinking and aspiring to being like that. You know, in our kind of, we live in a celebrity culture, and we live in a culture that pushes young people into a, well, in a culture of youth, if you like, where we're all aspiring to look like we're 19 and 20, 21. And so those younger kids are absolutely aspiring to be like that, to behave in that way, to dress in the same way. And yeah, scantily clad, you're right, probably more so than I've noticed ever before. But it's still, yeah, even though I don't particularly like it, it's an opportunity. And I can certainly say in my work, it's very advantageous to be able to challenge and question some of the things that are happening with the young people I work with.
Yeah, you probably have to educate them about yeast infections as well when you look at some of the things they're wearing for so many hours in that type of weather. Maybe that's a different conversation to have with them.
I think that's a different conversation, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, is the difficulty, though, while the kids are watching it, that, you know, you're talking about the issues like kind of ghosting and emotional abuse and the undermining of kind of self-esteem and the type of stuff that happens in all of these dynamics in Love Island as they evolve, that while you and I can watch that and we're able to separate out the kind of the performance element, because yeah, there is performance happening. They all know they're kind of creating a brand that they leave and they pick up when they get up on the outside. Kids are maybe not as good at identifying that.
No, and that's where parents can be so helpful, or carers can be so helpful, you know, looking at the various things that happen and the various behaviours and just gently challenging them, gently saying, you know, does that seem like the right thing to do in this situation, or do you think it could have been handled differently? But if we don't challenge gently their perception of what is acceptable or unacceptable, what's respectful, what isn't respectful, then we are just really leaving them to kind of work it all out for themselves. And if they perceive something in the wrong way and they carry on believing that that's completely normal, then we're doing an injustice to our young people in a way, you know. And I'm not suggesting that everyone should rush out and watch it. I'm just suggesting that if your kids are watching it, this is a perfect opportunity just to grab those conversational moments and keep an open dialogue. Your kids could be going out with people as we speak, you know, and they could be in relationships. And we actually won't know if those relationships are toxic or not, because kids typically keep an awful lot. They play their cards close to their chest and don't share a huge amount with adults because they don't want to feel criticized and they don't want to feel patronized and judged. So rather than focusing on their relationship as a first starting place, focusing on a third party, which is like a show like Love Island, or, you know, a domestic abuse theme line in a soap opera or something, can be a really helpful place to start that conversation.
Do you, kind of with your professional hat on, do you worry about some of the relationships and some of the way they are kind of managed on Love Island?
I think there are two or three characters in Love Island which are playing a particularly dark game and don't care about anything. And they use language like "I let her" or "I let them," which is kind of like they're giving you permission to do things, which is kind of basically not showing a respect and equality in a relationship. But yeah, I do worry a little bit about that. Having said that, I think they seemingly have learned, or hopefully have learned, lessons from past series where perhaps things weren't handled quite as well. But I think they do have a fairly sort of strong team of people supporting the people who are in it. I suppose I'm a bit more concerned with the impact it has on those people who are watching and aren't in it.
Well, listen, Cathy, it's been a really interesting conversation, and thanks a million for joining us on the show. Cathy Press is the author of When Love Bites, A Young Person's Guide to Escaping the Trap of Harmful, Toxic and Hurtful Relationships. One listener says, "Kieran, my teens are 12 and 15 and they love the show. It's impossible for them not to watch it. It is everywhere, online included. I've given in and we watch it with them now." Love Island again, says somebody else. "You are obsessed, Kieran. I am not watching it." Oh, well, you are in the few, the minority out there. I don't doubt that the Taoiseach sits down every night and watches Love Island. On the entertainment front, somebody else says, "In the prospect of ads appearing on Netflix, Kieran, if Netflix forced me to watch ads, I will be out of there. Good luck to them." 53106. Keep your text coming. It costs the 30 cent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.